Thank you for joining me for the second half of the February 2020 Amen Spiritual Recovery Newsletter. This part is on morals. In the first part of the newsletter, I spoke of the different values of life that the great spiritual teachers live by. Morals can slightly differ depending on religion, culture, upbringing, and even when and where you were born, but are more or less the same. Morals fundamentally are keys to living a good life, a righteous life, depending on the time, place, and or religious background you are exposed to, they may vary. Don't lie. Don't steal. Don't cheat. Live by the golden rule. Treat others as you would like to be treated, etc. These are morals. Morals are born from one's core value of life and will hold as long as one honors their core value. While morals can be set by society, religions, culture, as mentioned earlier, they too are birthed from the value of that society, religion, or culture. A society, religion, or culture that does not follow its value will experience the erosion of its morals. Just as there might be just cause to alter the value due to circumstances slightly, morals also need to be able to hold a different standard due to abnormal conditions as well. We have all heard of abnormal circumstances in which one might have to lie to save the lives or stop others from being hurt. This is similar to a woman getting an abortion because they were raped. These are abnormal circumstances, and we need to adjust to them. But do understand, we stick to our spiritual values and morals, even if they are hard and complicated. Just as we might vary due to abnormal reasons, we hold true to them even as it might cause harm to others. Meaning, if someone is breaking the law, and although we love them, we don't let it slide or enable them. If we see something that is wrong, we do something about it. Stand up and do the right thing, even if we are in the minority. And we can, and we might suffer from it in one way or another. There are also times when morals become blurred due to illness, traumas, and or diseases such as addictions. These lines might get blurry, but compassion is needed for those in those abnormal circumstances. The illness, trauma, or disease needs to be treated first and allow them to heal. Usually when one comes from that place of being healed and has recovered, they are able once again to live a life of the values and morality. God bless. Thank you, Michael.